Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for True Love by Marjorie Jackson. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8. God's love for you and me is passionate, pure, and beyond anything we've ever experienced, accepting us as we are. Our good, our sins, our past and our flaws are all bare before his eyes. Yet, being the perfect gentleman and father he is, he washes and changes, teaches and grows us tenderly. He reminds us of our worth and beauty as his daughters. He wants to forgive, bless, and take care of us. He loves us with unconditional agape love. And the good news is, his love never fails. We can love like that too, not in our own strength or willpower, but by the Holy Spirit, perfecting God's love in our hearts. The deeper we know God and his arduous, purposeful love for us and for others, the easier we can love others as an act of loving obedience to God. 1 John 4:20 tells it like it is. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Of course, how can we defy God's command to love the people he has placed in our lives and still claim to love him? Our obedience to God's word comes from our love and reverence for him who gave his all so we could keep on giving and loving like he has done for us. It's only when we love God first and foremost that we can reach our full potential in loving others as friends, sisters, daughters, wives, and mothers. As we grow in our love for God and in our knowledge of his love, we begin to change. We begin to see and love others differently. In reality, true love happens when the stars don't align, sparks dim, and butterflies fly away. True love happens when we sacrifice, knowing we'll get nothing in return. When we are patient, kind, never envious or boastful, modeling 1 Corinthians 13 in our hearts and with our behavior without expecting a payback or accolade. We lay down our lives in love. Today's key verse, 1 John 4:8 says, "The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love." I hope you and I grow so close to God that we naturally begin to, as in 1 Timothy 1:5 says, love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. May you and I so overflow with God's love that it runs up and over onto everyone we meet. His love will never fail because God himself is true love and God never fails. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me long before I ever loved you. Affirm your love to me so I may know it well and pour it out on those around me. You are good and your love is perfect. In Jesus' name, amen.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.